CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am literally sitting here with my co-host, Marit.
Hi, guys! Woo! We made it!
We made it to Utah, and we're in person. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. So we're here for a very special occasion.
Join us in Salt Lake City for one of the most incredible tax and legal conferences you've ever attended. We've got a lineup of over 20 amazing speakers, 32 sessions, 24 hours of continuing education, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Friday night, we're having a party again, an opportunity to recharge your batteries, network with tax professionals from around the country, food, music, drinks, and the theme this year, Carnival Samba. You will not want to miss out.
Such a fun event for business owners, mm-hmm. real estate investors, tax people, and even lawyers. So yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, when I explain this, like where I'm going, I tell people like it's a tax and legal 360. So there you go, tax and legal right off the bat. But the amount of knowledge that I gained 6 months ago when I came to this for on the real estate side and on the investment side of things was immense. And I definitely feel like when me and Chris do something like this, we get hungry for more, but normally things kind of taper down, right? We still have not lost the high that we got 6 months ago. So when it came up again, we had to come back. And you guys live here.
Yeah. I don't think I slept after the last event. It was my first one attending, and I met so many amazing people, including Kristen and Chris. I mean, talk about the best. And I also learned a lot as well. And I felt the same way. Like, I got home with Rex, and we were just on a high we've been on a high ever since. So now we're back. Mm-hmm. It's going to be even better this time. You know, we're going to network with people, and we're going to learn about more things.
Yes, yeah.
It's real estate, business,
Yeah, it's a win-win. And Marit has a very exciting weekend because she is speaking. And not only is she speaking one time, but she's speaking two times at this event. So she's not just an attendee, she's a speaker.
It's true. So I'm teaching on multi-entity structures. So if our viewers, if you have any questions about multi-entity structures, just leave them in the comments. I'll try my best to answer them because I've already been answering them. And if you're kind of wondering what that is, it's basically when you have multiple businesses holding your assets, like your real estate, your operating businesses. How do you structure these entities to save the most on taxes?
I love it.
Right? Yeah. So really good. You know, if you have questions, if you're a business owner yourself and you're kind of wondering, okay, well, what if I had an LLC, but I have another little business? Or should I put my rental inside my S-Corp? Ask them in the comments. Let's talk about it. And if you really want to get the good news, come to the next event because it's going to be so good.
Very exciting. I'm excited to see you because I know this was something, this is your first time speaking.
Yeah.
And this was something we talked about when we first met 6 months ago. She was like, I would love to do like speaking engagements, and literally 6 months later, talk about coming from a high from the first event. Now she's speaking at like the very next possible event that she could possibly speak at. So it's very exciting.
I think it's a tribute to, sounds a little hippie, but you know, manifestation, because
totally.
I feel like I manifested it. I have been so focused on it. I am like, I am getting up there. I have a lot to share. I want to teach. Get me on the stage. Get me in front of the people. And I focused on it so much that now I did it. And so, you know, it just goes to show that if you really, really want something, keep working towards it. All of a sudden it will be there. And then you have to deal with the fact that it's here.
Yeah. A little bit of stress, I'm sure.
Yeah, you get it. And then you're like, wait, what? That happened really fast. So I think it's going to be good. I'm really excited. And then on Friday, I'll be talking about internet taxation, when you're selling things online, how do you deal with the sales tax, do you have to pay state income tax? So that is really good for people you know, that's kind of the new mm-hmm. way of the world is yeah. doing business online, selling things remotely, mm-hmm. and it's a lot to cover, you guys, but I got it. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Going back to manifesting, I love that you, like, talked about that a little bit, because that is, like, especially being a business owner, and we just did a podcast on, like, you know, keeping people in our lives that we want in our lives, and, like, getting rid of the fun suckers, the people that, like, bring you down. Like, manifesting is, like, such a positive way, such a positive, like, outlook on, you know, business and goal setting. And I love that you said that, because that is just so, it's just so powerful.
Yeah, and it's really easy to kind of get sucked into those thoughts of, like, well, you know, what are these people going to think, or should I really be doing this, or, you know, and you just have to continue to go forward and go after what you want, and kind of like you have to just not care what anybody else thinks or what anybody else is going to say. And if you really want what you want, right, you got to go after it.
You do.
You got to push everybody out of your mind.
You do. You have to talk about it. You got to put it out there, and then you have to go get it. So
yeah,
it's exciting. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so excited for you. This is a big deal.
It is. We're excited. And we're finally together. So Kristen's been, you know, just taking in Utah. She's like, what is this place? It's really dry here.
It's so dry. My eyes have been watering since, like, the second we stepped off the airplane. I'm not used to this.
Yeah, but it's going to be kind of, I don't know, we'll have to see how it goes with just, you know, showing her around. I don't know if we'll have a lot of time, but there are so many beautiful things to see in Utah. Mountains, hikes, rivers, lakes.
Yeah, it looked pretty from the airplane. There were snow-capped mountains.
Snow-capped
in June. You would have thought.
She brought the summertime.
I did. It is actually hot.
Yeah, it's actually hot.
It's actually hot. I always tell me films, Maria keeps saying how cold she is.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is actually not cold.
Yeah. She thinks I'm just complaining about the weather.
Always. But I guess that's it for this episode. We just wanted to kind of clue you guys in with what was going on, why we're in Utah. This is so exciting, and how proud I am personally of my own personal CPA, Marit.
And we'll keep you guys updated on the conference. We're going to have, you know, be taking a lot of pictures, meeting a lot of people, having a lot of fun. And I really want to encourage you to, you know, engage in the comments, because I just, like, have so much to share, and I need you guys to throw some questions. So we
Yeah, definitely don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Marit is really smart.
Oh, thank you.
I utilize her. She's very smart. But I hope you guys like this episode, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.